Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Beha'alotecha, Bimkom asher yishkon sham he'anan, sham yahanu b'nei Yisrael. The place where Hashem rested the cloud, that is where the Jewish people encamped. The Torah here is praising the Jewish people throughout their 40 years of traveling in the desert. They never made a move without Hashem. This was not an easy task. The Pasuk says sometimes the cloud was in the same place for a very long time. And the Ramban explains that in those places it was not always the most optimal areas for living. But the Pasuk says, Vishamiru b'nei Yisrael et mishmeret Hashem. The Jews said, if this is where Hashem wants us to be, it's for our best and we're not leaving. Sometimes they arrived at an encampment after a long journey and they unpacked all their belongings, set up their tents, and the very next day the cloud rose up indicating it was time to leave. And again the Pasuk testifies, Al pi Hashem Yisa'u. If Hashem wanted them to leave, they immediately got up and left. This was the greatness of Klal Yisrael, trusting that Hashem knew where they needed to be and living happily without understanding. Sometimes Hashem puts us in situations that we don't want to be in, and they could go on for a very long time. It could be someone who is an older single, someone who's having difficulty having children, someone who can't seem to make a good parnasa. It's he'erich he'anan ala mishkan yamim rabim. It's Hashem resting his cloud on that circumstance for a very long time, saying, this is where you need to be now. Please trust me. At that point, we have a choice to make. We can either bemoan our fate and complain, or we can achieve greatness and have it said about us as well, at Mishmeret Hashem Shamaru. If this is what Hashem wants, then we will continue living this way happily. This is a very difficult avodah, but the rewards are infinite. Sometimes we feel we have finally found peace. We're in a situation that we're so happy to be in, and we're overcome with gratitude to Hashem for putting us there. But suddenly, after just a short amount of time, it falls apart. It's like V'yesh Asher He'anan Yamim Mispar Al HaMishkan. And there too, we have the opportunity to follow the lead of the Jewish people in the desert and have it said about us, Al Pi Hashem Yisa'u. If Hashem wants me to travel away from here and live differently, then I'll accept it Beratzon. We are always supposed to try our hardest to do what we feel would be best for us. But if we don't achieve what we wanted, it's because Hashem decided there was something better. That is when our attitude becomes so important. The Jewish people here were praised for following and trusting Hashem, although they were already living a miraculous existence. They had Hashem sending them man, the be'er, the ananea kavod, and they all were in the same situation together. It's much easier to have emunah when there are others sharing the problem. We, on the other hand, don't see Hashem as openly, and each person has his own personal struggle to deal with. To have emunah as an individual is a much greater avodah. If we can stay strong and say, I trust you, Hashem, imagine what the Pasuk would say about us. Every person has an opportunity in his own circumstances to follow the cloud of Hashem and live his life with this exalted level of emunah. Shabbat shalom.